What would you count the umbrella in which you could carry it indoors?
An armful.
Okay. And you would carry your laundry out to hang it on the line in a
basket.
The things that go around the bowl, the metal things that go around to hold it together.
Oh. Oops.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Say it again.
Oops.
Okay.
I think I fancified that in standard English. I think it would have been hoops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours is that.
When I was growing up.
Then the thing that you used to stop up a bottle with?
It was a stopper.
Okay, or it was
or
made
a cork.
Okay. And then the musical instrument that you blow on with children.
Whistle?
No, it has to be.
Harmonica?
Okay. Have you got anything else?
Harp?
Okay. Is that older?
I think so.
Okay. What about the little thing that you hold between your teeth and it has a thing that comes out that you pull?
It's a Jew's harp.
Okay.
But I remember not knowing how to spell it and thinking it was spelled J-U-I-C-E harp.
Yeah.
It was a Jew's harp.
What about the thing you drive nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the part of the wagon that goes up between the horses?
It's the wagon tongue.
Okay. And the part of the buggy that comes up on either side of the horse?
The part of the buggy itself? Oh, shaft.
Okay. Or two of them are there, or the what?
The shafts.
Okay. And the part that the horse is actually pulled on, that wooden bar, that's a...
The wooden bar is a single tree.
Okay. And what about if you had two horses, what would you have? Would you have two single trees? Or?
You'd have a double tree.
Okay. Then, do you know a word for the... Well, the iron part of the wheel, it was called what, do you know?
I know that there is such a word.
Okay.
Now, I haven't had to think about it in so long.
Just tire for that, but I don't know. And then
wagon
inside...
Wagon tire.
Yeah. The wooden part inside that, that... The spokes would be attached to.
Is that the fella?
First person I've found that had that.
It doesn't have a W on it.
No.
Just F-E-L-L-O.
Okay. Hmm. Then, what do you call terms that you would use for transporting wood?
You'd haul wood.